1-800-795-7452. And our phone is 1-800-369-7856. Again, thanks for listening. And please join us next time for Through the Bible with Les Feldick.
That's going to do it for your Through the Bible this evening. We'll have the Sheriff Candidate Forum coming up after this.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day. The following commercial-free broadcast of the Stearns County Sheriff Candidate Forum is a public service program of KASM Radio. The focus of the forum is to simply get to know the candidates. KASM Radio has supplied the moderator and airtime for the candidates to do this and will not lend their support to any one candidate. And now, let's head to Albany Area Community and Senior Center and moderator Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to our first ever Sheriff Candidate Forum. We appreciate you being in attendance tonight, and also to our worldwide audience that's listening to us on KASM 1150 AM, on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com. That's a lot to say from 20 years ago. When we didn't have a lot of social media, but that's the way it is nowadays. And that's what we're going to find out tonight, this Sheriff Candidate Forum. We're going to get to know the candidates because, quite honestly, a lot of you listening out there, a lot of you in attendance, you've seen signs. You've seen maybe these candidates in parades. You've maybe seen them at fairs. And now you get to hear why they want to be our Stearns County Sheriff. You know, the Stearns County Sheriff, John Santa, retired just a little over 2 years ago, or actually maybe a year and a half ago, was it? And Don Gudmundson was selected by the Stearns County Commissioners to fill in as an interim to fill out those 4 years. And so every 4 years, we elect a Stearns County Sheriff. And this is election year, and we have three very qualified candidates here tonight. One may ask if you've received a ballot already through your township or through your city. There's four sheriff candidates, and yes, there is. Right before filing date, Dwight Funenstein joined the group. Dwight did accept a job at the city of St. Joe, and I did inform Dwight of this forum, and he declined to attend tonight, and he's not actively campaigning right now. So what you have here is the three candidates who are actively campaigning, and we thank you, gentlemen, for being here tonight. We have Bob Dickhouse. Bob is to the left of me in the center, Dave Bentrude, and Steve Soika, nearest to me. They will do their introductions here shortly. What I want to thank a few people, too, the City of Albany, for publicizing this event through their cable channel, to Carol Mormon and to Liz Voss of the Beacon, the Enterprise, and the Herald for letting their readers know that this forum's going on, to the Albany Chamber of Commerce, who was kind enough to send notice of this through their vast list of emails, and to the Albany Community and Senior Center for allowing us to use their facility tonight. Thanks to Brad Melke from KASM for being with us, and Travis Rahmacher here on my right. Travis is manning the controls. Brad will man the mic a little later on, and you'll see Brad periodically holding up that 30-second sign. Now, Brad also said that it kind of looks like a rabbit if you turn it one way or another, and maybe it does, but I did sit in with Big Al at the Stearns County Fair and did some art this past weekend, so hey. That's how probably I got it. But thank you again, and thanks to Scott Stevens producing back at our studios in Albany. Now, this is a forum, so with the forum, we will allow questions at some point. We're going to be civil tonight. The candidates are going to get equal time to answer some questions that I will pose to them and that you may want to pose to them. a little bit later on. This is not a debate, and we're not going to debate tonight. That's another day, another time. So we did a blind draw before this evening's event, and Bob Dickhouse was selected to go first. Steve Soika will go second, and Dave third. We will rotate these gentlemen throughout the night, so each candidate will get their opportunity to go first. So with that being said, I think I've done all my introductions. Thanks again for attending. And let's start. And with all due respect, I will refer to these gentlemen tonight as Mr. Dickhouse, Mr. Soika, and Mr. Bentrud. They carry very long names because they have been with their departments for quite some time. And so I'll let them tell you what they're doing right now in their departments. So without further ado, Mr. Dickhouse, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little introduction and your law enforcement career.
Well, thanks, Randy, Brad, Travis, and everybody from KASM for inviting us here tonight. Super excited. I normally don't have this large of an audience, but I was excited to know we were going to be on the radio because I have a fantastic radio face. But I guess I had a few more people here than I expected, but that's fine, too. Just a quick thank you again. I'm happy to be here, and I'm super excited to tell you why I want to be sheriff. Born and raised in Melrose, not far from here, where I attended the Melrose Area High School, graduated in 1985. After that, I attended the Wilmer Community College and then Alexandria Technical College, where I received my degree in law enforcement, and later I attended additional classes at St. Cloud State University. Like I said earlier, married to my wife, Chris, for almost 30 years now. We have had three boys, Wesley, Jacob, and Eddie. Wesley and Jacob have both fairly grown up and moved on, but Eddie's our 10-year-old that keeps us young, moving around the house and running all over the place. So super excited to be, almost done, but we still have Eddie with us. Over in Melrose, I'm an active member of the community, a member of the St. Mary's Catholic Church, Melrose Area Lions Club, as well as a past member of the Melrose Area Ambulance and the Melrose Police Commission, which was a city commission where we oversaw some of the activities of the police department and such. I very much enjoy living in Melrose and being part of the west end of Stearns County. Just very excited to have raised our family in such a wonderful community. Professionally, I started my career in law enforcement in 1993 as a patrol officer in the city of Richmond. I stayed there only for a couple years and moved over to the Cold Spring for a short period of time, and then ultimately was hired by Sheriff Jim Kostreba in the Sheriff's Office as a correctional officer. I remained with the Sheriff's Office or in the Correctional Division for only 2 years, became a patrol officer for 5 years, or patrol supervisor for the next 8 years, detective and detective medical examiner for a few years, and then in about 2010, I was promoted to my current position of lieutenant. really, my years of experience have well prepared me for sheriff. I'm super excited to have the opportunity to become the sheriff or become your sheriff here in Stearns County, and we'll let Dave take a run at it here.
Okay. Yeah, we have Mr. Soika. He will be second here. Thank you, Mr. Dickhouse.
Okay. I also want to extend thanks to everybody that's in the audience and the Chasm radio station for having us. This is a great opportunity to get the word out to a large group of Stearns County voters. So as far as my introduction goes, my name is Steve Soika. I'm born and raised in St. Cloud. Went to Cathedral High School, went on to St. Cloud State, got a degree in criminal justice from there. I was lucky enough to get hired in the area and started my sheriffing career, if you would, in 1991 with the Benton County Sheriff's Office, so Foley, East St. Cloud, that area. And in 1996, I had the opportunity to come back to Stearns County. And I say came back because I was an Explorer Scout throughout high school with in college with the Sheriff's Office with the Explorer program. So I was riding with the deputies way back then. Coming back to Stearns County, I started out as a patrol officer like everyone else. Became a field training officer, was promoted to detective for approximately 6 years. Part of that program back then, we were also the deputy medical examiners. So I have what I feel is extensive death investigation experience over those 6 years. Was promoted to sergeant and worked our recreational unit for 3 years, which is basically a water patrol, snowmobile patrol. So kind of a good gig in the summer you're on the boats, and in the winter you're on the snowmobiles if there's snow in Minnesota here. And also dealing with our part-time civilian employees throughout the summer. The parks system, Quarry Park especially, is very busy for us. And from there, I was transferred over to the Central Minnesota Violent Offender Task Force, which is a long, fancy definition or word for a drug task force. And that is 5 counties and 8 agencies, a very good example of multi-collaboration and multi-jurisdictional work. Sheriff Goodmanson came in last summer. He called me in, and just he's a firm believer in rotation from what he told me, and said, you're going to rotate back to the road after 6 years. I was the commander when I left the task force, and I currently am a supervisor on the road on a day shift, supervising anywhere from 5 to 10 officers, depending on the day of the week and the shifts, basically. I'm also the commander of the the SWAT team for Stearns and Benton County. It's a combined county SWAT team. We have recently added small town officers to it. I'm in charge of our deputies union for the patrol division. So there's a labor management component in there as far as understanding that. And I'm also the head advisor for our Explorer program. I felt it was important to give back to the program that got me started in this the whole time. So on the personal side of things, I now live in St. Stephen. I'm a member of the St. Stephen Lions Club, the church there in St. Stephen. I volunteer on a bunch of different things, vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge, which we put together the Polar Plunge every year. We brought the Torch Run back this year for Special Olympics, and I also am on the Whitney Senior Center Advisory Board.
Thank you, Mr. Soika. Mr. Bentrud.
Thank you, Randy and Brad and the audience here and those listening on the radio. I appreciate the opportunity. Steve and Bob as well, thank you guys for being here, and I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about me as well. I grew up in Glenwood, Pope County, next door, which isn't all that far away. Had an opportunity to go to St. Thomas. I played football there, and I was recruited actually by both St. John's and St. Thomas. And St. Thomas had a criminal justice program. St. John's did not. And I had a chance meeting with Coach Gagliardi a few years ago, and he forgave me for driving past his door to go to St. Thomas. So I hope you all don't. I know this is Johnny Nation. I get that. So I hope you don't hold that against me. I had a great time at St. Thomas. After school, I spent about 10 years in the private sector. I did not go right into police work. I spent about 10 years. I was a banker. I was a stockbroker. So I understand a little bit about what it means to own a business and to survive on commission sales and those kinds of things. But after doing those things, I don't regret that experience, but after 10 years of that, I just said, you know, I really want to be a cop. And so went back to skills, and I was kind of the old guy of my skills class. I was like 30 years old. But St. Cloud hired me as a police officer, and I spent 16 years with St. Cloud PD. While there, I did a variety of things like Bob and Steve, patrol work. I did some investigation work. I was a school resource officer, DARE officer for 3 years. Field training coordinator. I was a SWAT team member for 12 years. When I left St. Cloud to go to Wake Park, I was team leader for SWAT. I really enjoyed those experiences. Instructed a variety of different things, firearms and defensive tactics, use of force. And so training has been a big part of my career. I was promoted to sergeant in 1998, so I have about 20 years of supervising people between St. Cloud and Wake Park. So about 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to move over to Wake Park as police chief. And in a lot of ways, I don't really feel like I've even left St. Cloud. We work really well with them. We're so close, we need to. And so the collaboration piece is extremely important to me. You know, as chief, I'm responsible for the budget. I'm responsible for hiring, responsible for purchasing all of, you know, SWATs and all of those things that go along with being a chief administrator of a police agency. While I was at St. Cloud, I started working on my master's degree. I finished that in about 1996, and that was a master's in criminal justice with an emphasis in police administration and supervision. And just after I finished that degree, I started teaching at State as an adjunct professor. Instructor, and did that for 23 years. The class I taught was required for kids going into, I say kids, they're all pretty much younger than me now anyway, but going into to law enforcement as a career. So I really enjoyed working with the young people that were looking to be police officers. As far as community involvement, I'm currently on the board of Terabith Refuge, which is the safe house for trafficked women. Wade Park has kind of taken a lead in the area of sex trafficking, and very, very proud of the collaboration that has come out of that. I serve on the board now of the Central Minnesota Mental Health Center, and I see that as being a positive when it comes to issues related to jail, which I'll talk about here in probably a little bit. I'm a member of the St. Cloud Rotary Club, which is responsible for the Summer by George and all those activities, and that's been a tremendous experience of learning, you know, service over self philosophy that they have. So that's a little bit about me, and I'm currently second vice president of the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, and I was five years I spent on the Pulse Board for Minnesota Pulse Board, which is the regulatory licensing board for police officers in Minnesota. And so I've seen law enforcement both from the local as well as the state level, and I think those things have prepared me well to serve as sheriff in Stearns County.
Thank you, Mr. Bandrud. All right, we're going to move on to Mr. Soika here. And Mr. Soika, now if you're elected to the office of Stearns County Sheriff, some may ask, why are you seeking Stearns County Sheriff's office?
So I'm seeking the office because I want to change more or less the philosophy or the thinking that's in the sheriff's office. I feel an opinion that I've had is that we've been a little bit closed off from the community for several years. This was kind of confirmed by me going out and talking to the community, city councils, mayors. A lot of their chief complaints are they just don't see a lot of the sheriff's office. They certainly don't see people from the admin level come down to just talk to them. So since I was 15, I kind of wanted to be the sheriff, and obviously over time your philosophy changes a little bit. One of my main components of my campaign is just be much more community oriented than what we are right now, and to bring the sheriff's office out to the public, and to be a sheriff that is out there with the public and addressing the public. The public is our customers. I treat this like a business, and it is the business of public safety and public. And if you don't go out as a business owner in any other fashion, you can't learn what your customers are looking for, and you can't make that business better. That holds true for the sheriff's office also. If you don't get some feedback from the citizens, you can't make the sheriff's office better and adapt to the changes that are coming up. So the main reason I want to be sheriff is just to really change the philosophy of the sheriff's office to much more community-oriented policing.
Thank you, Mr. Soika. Mr. Bentrud, why are you seeking the office of Stearns County Sheriff?
You know, when I started my career like 26 years ago, it seems to me that the job was more about law enforcement. We responded to bar fights, and we responded to drunk drivers and loud music complaints and those kind of things. But the issues today seem to me to be much more complex. We're dealing with issues such as sex trafficking, which some of you may be thinking that just doesn't exist here, but I'm telling you it does in a significant way. The opioid and narcotics that are flowing through our communities, the issues related to school safety and the active shooter situations that we've seen across the country necessitates, in my opinion, a different response than just law enforcement. We've got to come together as a county, the sheriff's office, the local police agencies, human services, child protection, victim advocates, some of the nonprofits that are out there, CentraCare, all of us who are working in these areas, interacting with a lot of the individuals that our police officers and sheriff's deputies are encountering on the street every day. We need to come together. And so for me, I'm running for sheriff because I'm a collaborator. I've demonstrated that in my work career. I'm a problem solver, and I think that is what I like about police work, because Lord knows we have our share of community issues that we need to work on, and I'm motivated by that. I enjoy that part of the job, and there are some things that I see. I have a skill set that I've demonstrated that I believe will bring those various stakeholder groups together to help solve some of the things that are going on in our communities across this county. The Stearns County, in my view, is way too big to be not using data much better, and I'll talk about that in a little bit as well. And so we need to be working together on some of these issues, and that's where I'm at.
Thank you, Mr. Bantrude. Mr. Dick House, why are you seeking the office of Stearns County Sheriff?
Well, for most part, you know, having been in law enforcement for 27 years and working with the sheriff's office for about 25 of those, a little more than 25 of those, I worked for three different sheriffs, Jim Cassara, John Sanner, and Don Goodmanson. So I've got a pretty broad perspective of how sheriffs, different sheriffs can run the office in different ways geared towards how they think they should be. So that gives me a lot of perspective. I believe they all did a fine job, and Don Sheriff Goodmanson does a great job. But there's a little bit to be taken and learned from every single person. Having been there for so long and worked in so many different positions within the sheriff's office, I had an opportunity to do a lot of different things. And not that I don't share Mr. Bentrude's and Soika's philosophy of why they want to do it. I think those are great ideas. And everybody has a little bit of change they want to add to a new position or when become sheriff. But having the experience that I have, just for example, having worked as a patrol sergeant or a patrol officer even, you know, and learning or meeting so many people out there in the county and in the cities itself and becoming familiar with them and really kind of coming down to the determination that most people are all the same. They're all just happy to be, you know, feeling safe and feeling comfortable in their own surroundings and in their own neighborhoods. And, you know, that's something that I picked up and learned that that's always kind of our goal in law enforcement is people feel good, feel safe, feel comfortable in their own environment. That's really what we want to do. And we do that by arresting people, you know, fighting crime, investigating crime and things of that nature. Like I said, that the patrol officer, I learned a lot of that. Patrol sergeant, I began to learn more about managing people and managing cases and becoming more of an administrator. They kind of threw me into the fire right off the bat. I was assigned a shift, and then they also put me in charge of the 911 center, which is a, you know, 365, 24/7 operation. So I got to learn a little bit of a lot of things at one time, kind of like the fire hose, and I was able to manage that. You know, during that time, we completely remodeled the center, transitioned over to the 800 megahertz armor radio system, which was a huge undertaking. Took a lot of collaboration and discussion with the local cities, townships, police, fire, and EMS to make sure that they were all on board with what we wanted to do. And that really was, you know, a St. Cloud and Stearns County initiative. So we had to work pretty hard to make sure that happened. Went out, met with lots of city councils, et cetera, et cetera. So in my current position as administrative lieutenant, I've had an opportunity to you know, really kind of form my own feelings of what I want to do and where I want to go. I feel this experience has really brought me to the place where I can be the best sheriff of all of us and lead us into the future and have some really good results. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dickhouse. Mr. Bentrude, if elected, how will you see your job as Stearns County Sheriff evolve?
The first thing I would probably, well, I would do, would be to meet with staff. When I took over Wade Park and I came over from St. Cloud, I think there was a little bit of anxiety among staff that I was somehow going to make Wade Park St. Cloud West or something like that. If you recall, back in the mid-2000s, there was a fair amount of drama in the newspaper over Wade Park, so morale was not as strong maybe as it could have been. And so I spent a fair amount of time, a lot of time, getting to know my staff, listening to them, getting a handle on their concerns. And I think that was, and I remember saying specifically to them that, you know, today's a new day. Everybody has a clean slate. Whatever you write on it is up to you. And I think that went a long way towards kind of releasing some of the pressure that was there and some of the frustration that was there. So, you know, initially I would want to spend a lot of time getting to know staff and getting a handle on some of the internal issues that exist within the sheriff's office. But I think, you know, beyond that, I have met, I think, with just about every township board now. I've got a few to go, just about every city council in the county, and I listen to them about their concerns, and I would want to go back to them as the new sheriff and talk to them more about issues that they are concerned about and specific things that we can do to enhance public safety in Stearns County. I could have easily talked about this when it came to why I'm seeking the office, is I am really motivated to increase access to technology. We do not utilize technology nor our records management system nearly as much as we should. We can be more effective with the resources that we have by using data, analyzing data, crime mapping, and some of those things. It's not always about adding staff. And in my opinion, we have a records management system that is well over, I think, 20 years old now. It's very, very expensive to maintain. And there are systems out there now that are less expensive to purchase and less expensive to maintain and easier to get data out of. We've got to go there as far as enhancing our technology. A new records management system has what we're struggling with now has implications not only for patrol, but also in our jails. Some of the data that they're submitting to the state is still more or less a manual process. It's holding our dispatch and comm center back. So enhancements in technology, after getting to know staff, would probably be the number one priority for me.
Thank you, Mr. Bentrud. Mr. Soyka, if elected, how see your job as Stearns County Sheriff evolve?
So as Stearns County Sheriff, I think you have to be very multifaceted. I would agree with Dave in that an approach just in law enforcement alone does not cut it anymore. You have to be multidisciplinary and multi-jurisdictional in your ways of working. As the sheriff, I want to cultivate that philosophy with our sheriff's office, with the small town agencies, with social services, with the other agencies, state agencies. I had the opportunity to do that frequently and extensively as the commander of the drug task force. Granted, we were mostly working on narcotics and controlled substances and violent criminals, but it can be the same model, the same philosophy, the same way of thinking can be adapted to the entire sheriff's office. I believe if you're going to be the sheriff of the county coming up in the next several years, it's important to have the latest in technology, as Dave kind of mentioned, but also the latest in techniques, the latest in training, and to kind of adopt, again, my community-oriented policing model, but also a 21st century policing model. We are doing that to some extent already in the sheriff's office, but there are areas in that in those six pillars that that we certainly can do a lot more with, and my whole intention would be to bring the sheriff's office to a full grasp of that policing model.
Thank you, Mr. Soyka. Mr. Dickhouse, I will pose this question to you. If elected, how will you see your job as Stearns County Sheriff evolve?
Thank you. I believe all of us have kind of the same ideas when it comes to sharing of information, and whether that's through technology and or just personal communications. In the past, I don't believe we've done an excellent job of doing that. We need to do that better, and the way I'll handle that is obviously, number one, I know the staff that we have today. I work with them pretty much every day, so I don't need to be introduced to them, but I certainly meet with each and every one of them to make sure that we can do a restart and make sure that we're both all on the same page and kind of feel them out for what their goals are, what they want to do, and where they think the department should head. The the idea of listening but not acting it's kind of come and gone. We need to be inclusive and be understanding of everybody that that works in the law enforcement business. So that's really my hope, is to meet with everybody, come up with good opinions and good ideas, but then also be prepared on the other end of that to implement those things, and then prepared for what's in store for the future for the sheriff. The new sheriff has some huge challenges coming up. We've got, like Dave said, the technology issues. We've got a CAD records management system that serves the entire county that is aging and very difficult to use. Nobody's in here has an app on their phone 20 years old, I'll guarantee you. Not even a phone 20 years old, but we're using the same one from almost over 20 years ago. So we need to go full scale on that and get that updated. Our jail is struggling. We've got staffing issues, overcrowding issues. We've got 20 to 30 people housed out every single day the year, costing the county a fortune. So we need to address those issues. And I think that having a better jail and a more spacious jail is going to be better for staff and easier for us to recruit. The dispatch center is built in 1987. It's profoundly undersized and understaffed, in my opinion. That the 911 calls and the emergency calls that come through there are the lifeblood. They collect all the information, relay that to the officers on the street, and we have to give them the best technology and best facilities that money can buy, really, to make sure that they can serve the citizens of Stearns County the best that they can. So there's a lot of things I could go on and on about other technology issues. I know what they are. I've worked with them for the past 25 years. I can identify them one by one, and I'm the one to know what needs to be changed and how quickly we can change it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dickhouse. Just hang on to that mic there, Mr. Dickhouse. We're broadcasting live on KASM 1150 AM, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Broadcasting live from the Albany Community and Senior Center, and we have an awesome crowd in attendance tonight here at our first ever Sheriff Candidate Forum. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here tonight. We certainly appreciate it. And I know the candidates too, because this is important. They need to see the faces. They need to get some feedback from those that they're going to serve. So with that being said, we're going to get into some, as I would maybe term it, tougher questioning, and find out what the candidates feel about this and the approach that they may take if elected. And Mr. Dickhouse, do you feel the sheriff's department currently is adequately staffed and based on the amount of criminal activity currently taking place in Stearns County?
Well, that's a great question. Like I say, having worked in the department for a number of years and being part of the administration, we work on our nearly $25 million budget every day to make sure that we don't swell that up beyond what's manageable. The county has been very generous in providing us with adequate funds and adequate staffing. So we want to return that in kind with being good stewards of the county's money and the taxpayers' dollars. So that's critically important to our administration and all the administrations I've worked to in the past. I think we do have an adequate staffing for the most part. It's hard to say in some, with the patrol division, it's fairly easy to say. We have a very robust patrol staff. They do a wonderful job of collecting information, investigating crime, arresting people that need to be, and passing information up the line when it needs to be so that the investigators can work on that. Other areas, it's tough to assess that when you can't get the staff hired that you're allotted. In the jail, we're currently, we're about 11 people down. That's in a staff of almost 100. That's 10% of your staff. That pulls from the patrol division because the jail can't transport the prisoners they need to prison or to transport. So therefore, the jail has to assist them. That takes more people off the road and, makes us a little bit less safe every time. So it's hard to say that, I even talked to the jail captain about this today and, kind of got an assessment from him. And he said, it's hard to say. I think we don't. I think we are, he said, as long as we have the people here that we're supposed to have. And so far, we haven't been very lucky fortunate to get the people, the good staff that we need to work in the jail and all the divisions of the sheriff's office at this point. So we have to kind of assess that. Overall, I think we do fine, but we really need to work hard on getting our staff up to the standard and go from there. One of the things that we had in our, one of the 96 recommendations from our CPMS study was a transport division. That's something we're looking at that can take some of the pressure off the jail and the patrol staff, but that also would increase staffing. And every person you hire, you kind of assess that as you own them forever. So we got to be very careful about how many people we hired. I think Mr. Bentrude said earlier, adding people isn't always the answer. And money isn't, and giving more money isn't the answer. It's making the job more efficient and how we do things more efficiently that sometimes saves the day. So I'll just leave it at that. I think we're doing well. We just need to keep working at it at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Dickhouse. Mr. Soika, do you feel the Stearns County Sheriff's Department is adequately staffed and funded based on the amount of criminal activity currently taking place in Stearns County?